Today we're building tape dust, that dusty, slightly worn, vintage soul atmosphere that sits behind a modern drum and bass arrangement without killing the punch. And that balance is the whole game here, because in jungle and old school D&B, atmosphere is not just decoration, it's part of the energy. It gives the track memory, tension, space, and attitude. But if you overcook it, the drums go soft, the snare loses authority, and the whole thing turns blurry. So in this lesson, we're going for the sweet spot. Gritty and musical on top, tight and powerful in the low end. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices, and we're building it in an edit-friendly way, so you can chop it, resample it, reuse it, and turn it into a proper template for future tracks. First thing, set up a dedicated group track called Tape Dust Atmos. This is more important than it sounds. When you separate your atmosphere from your drums and bass, you gain speed. You can mute it, chop it, resample it, automate it, and rearrange it without touching the core groove. That's huge in D&B, because the arrangement often moves fast and you want decisions to happen quickly. Inside that group, think in three lanes or three layers, one for the dusty source sample, one for movement and degradation, and one for air or transition effects. Now let's pick the source. You want something with character. A dusty chord stab, a broken soul loop, a tiny bit of vinyl noise with tone in it, a chopped amen fragment, a field recording, something with texture and personality. The key is not to think of this as a full loop. Think of it as raw material, a palette of fragments. If you're using simpler, classic mode is a good place to start. Turn warp on if needed, trim into a sweet spot, and use a low-pass filter to keep the top under control. If the sample is too boomy, high-pass it around 120 to 250 Hz. If it's too bright and crispy, low-pass it somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. And here's a really important mindset shift. For this style, the atmosphere should feel rhythmic. Even if it's soft, it should still dance with the break. So don't just let it sit there like a pad. Place it like it's part of the edit. Now let's create the tape feel. On the atmosphere chain, build something simple and musical. Start with auto filter, then chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, then saturator, then a light touch of redux, then a Q8. You're not trying to destroy the sound. You're just giving it age and movement. Use auto filter to slowly move the cutoff, somewhere in the low pass zone, maybe around 1.5 to 6 kHz depending on the sample. Small moves work best. Long, dramatic sweeping is usually less convincing in D&B than subtle shifts that feel edited. Add gentle modulation with chorus ensemble or phaser flanger. Keep the depth modest. We want wobble and life, not seasick chaos. Then hit the saturator lightly. A few dB of drive can bring out that warm, slightly crushed top end that helps sell the vintage feel. Redux should be used very carefully. Just enough bit reduction to roughen the edges. If you hear obvious digital trash, it's too much. We're after tape dust, not broken hardware. Finish with EQ8 and clean up any harshness. If the atmosphere starts poking out around 2.5 to 5 kHz and stepping on the snare, tame it. If it's crowding the kick body or the bass area, high pass it harder. If you want better control over the width, put utility before the chain. Keep the low end centered and mono compatible. In a full D&B mix, that matters a lot. The bass and kick need to stay focused while the atmosphere can live more in the upper mids and stereo field. Now here's where the lesson gets really useful. Resample it. Create a new audio track called Atmos Resample and record a few bars of the processed atmosphere while you automate the filter cutoff, reverb send, saturator drive, and width. Don't worry about perfection. In fact, imperfections are the point. Once you've recorded it, chop out the best moments. Look for a 1-bar dusty pulse, a 2-bar rise, a reverse tail, a little misty hit between fills, or a section that feels like a transition. This is the edit mindset again. We're not relying on one endless loop. We're printing the best moments so they become actual arrangement material. That makes them easier to move, reverse, mute, and rephrase like a real jungle record fragment. A good trick is to split the resample into half bar and 1-bar clips, then nudge a few of them slightly early or late. That tiny offset can make the groove feel more human and more old school. Add short fades at the clip edges so nothing clicks. Now let's place the atmosphere against the break. This is where it starts sounding like D&B instead of just sound design. If you've got an amen, a think break, or any custom break edit, don't plaster atmosphere all over the snare hits. Put it in the gaps after the snare. Use it between ghost notes. Let the drum transient stay in charge. A filter dust hit on the last 16th before the next bar can work really well. A reverse swell into the first snare of the drop is classic. A little tape stop style dip before a drum fill can create a nice sense of motion. Even a tiny burst of vinyl crackle under a break reset can make the whole thing feel more like a cut from an old record. If the atmosphere is interfering with the snare crack, use a Q8 and carve a bit around 2 to 4 kHz. If it's muddying the kick body, reduce the low mids or high pass it higher. And remember this, if the mix starts feeling crowded, reduce the atmosphere before you start overwrecking the drums. The groove has to stay in charge. You can also give the atmosphere its own groove, but keep it lighter than the drums. A little swing makes it feel like it belongs, but too much swing and it starts fighting the beat. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the atmosphere becomes part of the song. A strong DNB structure might look like this. Bars 1 to 8 are dusty and filtered, with chord fragments and FX. Bars 9 to 16 start hinting at the break, teasing the kick and snare, maybe hinting at the bass. Then the drop hits at 17, and the drums and bass come in hard while the atmosphere pulls back. Later on, you can bring in a variation, a fill, or a switch up. That call and response idea is really powerful here. A dusty chord stab answers a break hit. A reverse tail answers a snare roll. A tiny vocal fragment or soul chop responds to a bass phrase. That conversation is what gives old school jungle its personality. Automation is your best friend for making this feel alive. Automate the filter cutoff across 4 to 8 bars. Open it from a dull, filtered position into a brighter, more present one. Increase reverb size only in the last bar or two before the drop. Dip the overall atmosphere gain slightly right before the drop so the downbeat feels bigger when it lands. Even a short mute or gap before the drop can make the drums slam much harder. And that's a big DNB principle. Tension isn't only about adding layers. Sometimes it's about removing them at the right moment. Now let's make sure the low end stays clean. Any decorative atmosphere layer should usually be high-passed somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, and sometimes even higher if needed. If you need width, keep it mostly in the upper texture and not in the low mids. If the atmosphere is swamping the track, use sidechain compression very lightly, maybe just a couple dB of gain reduction keyed from the kick or drum bus. But often, manual volume shaping sounds more musical than heavy pumping in this style. A good test is to mute the bass for a second. If the atmosphere suddenly sounds massive on its own, it's probably too loud in the actual track. Once the atmosphere is working, print a few versions. Make a dry dust loop, a filtered intro loop, a drop support loop, and a transition fill FX loop. Color code them, label them, and save them. The goal is to build a reusable atmosphere system, not just one nice sound. That way, next time you start a jungle intro or a darker roller, you've already got the toolset ready. Here are a few pro moves to keep in mind. First, use two layers if you want more depth. One narrow, center dusty bed for consistency, and one wider ghost layer that only shows up in fills and transitions. Second, swap phrases every couple of bars. Different filter positions, different sample start points, different clip lengths. That keeps the arrangement moving and avoids that boring loop left on repeat feeling. Third, if you want more haunt and mood, send a chopped stab into a huge reverb, resample the tail, and use only the reverb tail as a new texture. That can sound incredibly good in jungle intros. Fourth, don't chase endless vinyl noise. A slightly filtered musical fragment often sounds more soulful and more classic than just pouring crackle everywhere. The emotion is usually in the mid-range, not in the hiss. So here's your quick practice version. Pick one dusty or soulful sample. Process it with auto filter, saturator, and EQ8. Resample 4 bars while you automate the filter and reverb send. Chop that into a sustained intro layer, a reverse swell, a short dust hit, and a fill before the drop. Place those around an Amen-style break edit. Check it in mono. Then save the chain as a template. That's the whole idea here. Make atmosphere behave like an edit tool. Make it rhythmic. Make it musical. Keep it dusty enough to feel alive, but clean enough that the kick, snare, and sub still hit like they should. That's tape dust, modern punch, vintage soul, and just enough grime to make the track feel like a memory from the rave floor.